Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. A terrorist threat has reached the presidential campaign. Two men, born in 1987 and 1993, both French nationals, were arrested this morning in Marseille by the DGSI. According to the Interior Minister, Matthias Fekl, the two radicalized men were planning an imminent attack aimed around the final rounds of the presidentials, concentrating on the campaigns of François Fillon, Emmanuel Macron, and Marine Le Pen. Firearms and explosive materials were found during searches. François Hollande has praised a remarkable catch after the double questioning. 5 days before the presidential elections, Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has warned about a radical change, making an appeal to the French, saying on Twitter, "Faced with populism and outrage, let us be up to the challenge of this election." Still in campaign news, Alain Juppé and François Fillon will be pictured side by side in the lead-up to Sunday's vote. The two primary of the right finalists will meet tomorrow at the Computer Coding School 42 in Paris. In the UK, Theresa May calls for early legislative elections, and the date has been set. It will be June 8th. Parliament must still validate the election. However, the British Prime Minister is determined to consolidate a majority before facing the difficult negotiations on the exit from the European Union. Labour, which has been lagging in the polls, may finally have a chance to seize control. Medical interns decide on strike. The interns are asking for more training and are worried about the reform of the third cycle of medical studies, a reform that would apply next November and which would reduce training time, in particular for specializations. Interns feel a reduction in the quality of care. In tennis news, Joe Wilfred Tsonga has been eliminated in the second round in Monte Carlo, losing in three sets against Adrian Mannarino. Benoit Paire was also eliminated, but Lucas Pouille has moved on, beating Ryan Harrison 6-2 to 6-4. And a football night, with tonight's Champions League quarterfinals, as Real Madrid receives Bayern Munich and Leicester takes on the Atletico of Madrid at 8:45 p.m. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.